All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Michael Gunning, the CEO of VR Resources. And Michael, it's good to have you back again. How are you doing?
Hi, Steve. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, lots of interesting things to talk about. We're addressing the Hecla-Kilmer project first in Northern Ontario. Just remind everyone a little bit about this project.
Sure. As a generative project that VR got going, I guess about a year ago on the heels of our drilling at Renoke. And we're sort of stepping out of the box a little bit, Steve, and looking for large footprint copper gold iron oxide breccia systems anchored by some of these big faults that run through Ontario. So on the heels of some geophysical surveys and data, we did a first pass drilling program last fall to see if we could get into what's going on at Hecla-Kilmer for the potential of one of these big IOCG breccia systems. And the news release we put out this morning is simply about going back and taking a relook, Steve, at some of our data.
Yeah, I'm wondering first two questions of that. Why did you decide to go to look back? And what it is, was it core you were looking at?
It is. It's the drill core. So, you know, we did the drilling last November, got the data, I guess, early in this year, and realized that there were rare earth elements essentially hiding in these long 600 meter intersections of hydrothermal breccia, very dark, very fine grain, very complex. And when we realized from the basic first pass geochemistry that there were some rare earth elements, Steve, the analytical techniques in geochemistry are sophisticated. And knowing that we had these rare earth elements, we were able to go back and take the pulps from our samples and reanalyze them with a technique in lithium borate fusion that is specifically done to optimize detection of these low levels of these rare earth elements. And that's what we did. And what we announced this morning is that this new and more refined geochemistry confirms rare earth element mineralization in Hecla-Kilmer that exceeds what is commonly an economic threshold for these types of deposits. The intersections, the zones of rare earth elements are greater than 50 meters, and they're within this gravity anomaly that is 400 by 800 meters. So the concentration of the elements and the volume potential of this Hecla-Kilmer is what this news release is about this morning. It's telling us that this mineralization is real and it's got volume potential.
And so you obviously want to take another look at that. So you're going to go back and do some drilling, are you?
Perfect. If you look at figure one in the news release, it's not rocket science, Steve, where, as it turns out, we did a gravity survey following the drilling last fall. And these intersections are not in the middle of the gravity anomaly. They're actually on the edge. We know this mineralization tracks with high density because we did some sophisticated XRF density scanning of the drill holes. We can see there's a correlation between the rare earth elements and the copper and density. So if you look at figure one, you can see the drilling this fall, now that we have this new data, simply going to be to turn the drills around and hopefully starting in September, go and test what is in the center of this large high density gravity anomaly. It's simply hopefully going to be a lot more of what we see in the news release this morning, which are broad intervals of high density rare earth element mineralization. And let's not forget about the copper and gold. We know it's present at Hecla-Kilmer.
Yeah.
This gravity anomaly could be biased to the copper and gold. So give us 6 weeks, Steve, and Okay. Hopefully we're underway with the same drill crew, and we can get at the middle of this anomaly and hopefully find a lot more of what we put out in the news release this morning.
All right, we'll wait for that. Michael, thank you very much. Very interesting, and I look forward to hearing more about it over the next couple of months.
Thanks for the time this morning, Steve.
All right, sounds good. There's Michael Gunning, the CEO of VR Resources.